That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and of course this is a very special weekend. It's Memorial Day. So I wanted to talk a little bit about Memorial Day before I started telling you about the full moon next Friday. Memorial Day isn't about a long weekend trip, a backyard barbecue, or sale. The real meaning of the national holiday is much more somber. And it can be uncomfortable, and it can be upsetting to some, and maybe it should be, because we remember the dead. That's what Memorial Day is. Originally called Decoration Day, Monday's holiday honors all soldiers who died during the service to the nation. Memorial Day was declared a national holiday through an act of Congress in 1971. And its roots date back to the Civil War era, according to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Unlike Veterans Day, Memorial Day honors all military members who have died while serving in the U.S. forces. Ahead of this year's holiday, here are some facts that you might not know. I thought that would be interesting since I'm bringing you all the astrological facts. Let's bring the wonderful facts in about our veterans. The origins of the holiday can be traced back to local observance for soldiers with neglected grave sites during the Civil War. The first observance of what would become Memorial Day, some historians think, took place in Charleston, South Carolina, at the site of a horse racing track that the Confederates had turned into a prison, holding Union prisoners. Blacks in the city organized a burial of deceased Union prisoners and built a fence around the site. Yale historian David Blight wrote in the New York Times in 2011. Then on May 1, 1865, they held an event there, including a parade. Blacks who fought in the Civil War participated. Spiritual readings and songs and picnicking. A commemorative marker was erected there in 2010. Some of the first Decoration Days were held in Columbus, Mississippi, on April 21, 1866, by women who decorated graves of the Confederate soldiers who perished in the battle at the Shiloh with flowers. On May 5, 1868, 3 years after the end of the Civil War, the tradition of placing flowers on veterans' grave was continued by the establishment of Decoration Day by an organization of Union veterans, the Grand Army of the Republic. General Ulysses S. Grant presided over the first large observance, a crowd of about 5,000 people, at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia on May 30th, 1873. The orphan children of the soldiers and sailors killed during the war placed flowers and small American flags atop both Union and Confederate graves throughout the entire cemetery. This tradition continues to thrive in cemeteries of all sizes across the country to this day. Until World War I, Civil War soldiers were solely honored on this holiday. Now, all Americans who ever served in our armed forces are observed. At least 25 places in the North and South claim to be the birthplace of Memorial Day. Some states that claim ownership of the origins include Illinois, Georgia, Virginia, and Pennsylvania. Despite conflicting claims, the U.S. Congress and President Lyndon Johnson declared Waterloo, New York, as the birthplace of Memorial Day on May 30, 1966, after Governor Nelson Rockefeller made the declaration that same year. Of course, he probably made a big donation, too. The New York community formally honored local veterans May 5, 1866, by closing businesses and lowering flags at half staff. And the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day is that Memorial Day honors all those who have died. Veterans Day is observed on November 11th to signify that armistice that ended combat in World War I in 1918. After World War II, Armistice Day proposed to broaden and change in 1954 to recognize all those who have served in American wars. Why is Memorial Day in May? The day that we celebrate Memorial Day is believed to be influenced by Illinois U.S. Republican Representative John A. Logan, who was elected to the House of Representatives in November of 1858 and served as an officer during the Mexican War. It is said that Logan, a staunch defender of the Union, believed Memorial Day should occur when the flowers are in full bloom across the country, according to the National Museum of the U.S. Army. Congress passed an act making May 30th a holiday in the District of Columbia in 1888, according to the U.S. Congressional Research Service. Now Memorial Day is observed as the last Monday of May. In 2000, the National Monument of Remembrance Act, which created the White House Commission on the National Monument of Remembrance and encourages everybody to pause at 3 p.m. local time where they live on Memorial Day and take a minute for silence, for thanking the people that defended this wonderful country that we live in. And that was signed into law by Congress and President Clinton. I wanted to tribute Memorial Day. We're going to tribute it more with the music that we're playing tonight, because I have some music from the Army Band, which I love to listen to, and they're up at West Point. So we can enjoy that later on. Tonight, we'll talk about the first half of June and the full moon in Sagittarius on June 3rd. I said that the last half of May would be fast-paced with a lot of twists and turns, and that has certainly been the case. This energy will continue through June and may become even faster-paced. Mercury comes out of its shadow phase as we enter June at 16 degrees Taurus, and Mercury moves very fast through June, particularly from the 11th to the 26th of June, as it's going to be moving through Gemini. Mercury and Gemini are speedy, mutable, and are very quick. You're going to be really surprised at the fast pace that we'll all be at. We're likely to see an enormous amount of facts, information, and news coming very quickly that we will have to process during June. To add to this, Uranus, which is the electric higher mind energy, and also moves very quickly like lightning, and it's moving over a new degree where it hasn't traveled yet, not since 1939 and 1940. That's how long it's been since Uranus has an 83-year orbit, which tells me that a lot of dug up and new information will be uncovered and is going to be awakening more people. Uranus is the planet of sudden awakening. Something that's very positive is that Jupiter is conjunct the North Node in Taurus. The North Node is our future collective path of growth, and it's about 3 degrees of Taurus, and this is very expansive and a very positive conjunction. This energy will bring us a better future vision of humanity, a bigger dream of humanity that is rooted in nature. We will be reconnecting to nature, reconnecting to the earth in a way that I don't think we've really done in our lifetime. Now we're going to take a break for the weekly cosmic tip, and I'll be back with more after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazer Report. Week of May 29th through June 4th, 2023. This is the time when we celebrate Memorial Day. Memorial Day is observed on the last Monday in May and is considered the opening day of summer. In 2000, the National Monument of Remembrance Act, which created the White House Commission on the National Monument of Remembrance and encourages all people in the United States of America to pause at 3 p.m. local time on Memorial Day for a minute of silence and thanks to the men and women who served our country and gave up the ultimate. That was signed into law by Congress and President Clinton. After the intense roller coaster ride of the past few months, the energy comes down to a more even keel. Assertive Mars is in Leo all month. This supports fun, creativity, and the opening of hearts. Transforming Pluto has been giving us a preview of how its energy will be when it's fully in Aquarius and it spends 20 years in the sign of higher ideals beginning next January. For now, Death and Rebirth Pluto moves retrograde back into Capricorn on the 11th to help you finish old business since it entered Capricorn in 2008. Saturn turns retrograde in Pisces on June 17th. This gives you an opportunity to consider how you can bring your higher vision into manifestation. Allow the holiday spirit to continue throughout the week. You singles can use Memorial Day festivities to keep an eye out for a new love interest. While no one is in the mood to work on Monday, luckily, it's the Memorial Day holiday celebration, so even if you must go to work, be sure to take some time out to enjoy the holiday with a picnic or a barbecue. This year, the holiday has a nice, upbeat energy. If you decide to travel for the long weekend, you will be in for some adventure, so take a chance to go off the beaten path. Be sure to keep your private life private on Wednesday, the last day of May, to avoid any office gossiping. Don't take on too many obligations on Thursday, or you could be burned out by the end of the day. On Friday, June 2nd, Venus is in nurturing Cancer, and it makes a harmonious trine to Neptune in spiritual Pisces. This is part of a grand lunar trine because the moon is in Scorpio. This is a time for powerful healing with relationships. Spend time with close family and friends, or better yet, go out on a date. Wonderful etheric energies abound that feel magical. This is great for a romantic dinner that supports emotional and spiritual well-being. It will be difficult to resist falling in love, so whether you're single or attached, schedule your romantic rendezvous. It should be a fun Sagittarius full moon on Saturday, June 3rd. You may want to get out in the early evening to howl at the moon, just to be different. Try it. It'll make you giggle. Talkative Mercury is aligned with friendly Uranus, so step out of your comfort zone. At the same time, there are minor challenges between the part of you that wants to participate in the fun and the part of you that wants private self-nurturing on Sunday. Much of this energy continues through Monday. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. This is Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back with our full moon in Sagittarius report tonight. We felt separate in our life, and we've been exploited and pillaged nature. We felt away from God. We felt very lost and alone. That's basically what can happen in a lifetime. But now we will return and revere nature and feel much more spiritual about our connection to it. Jupiter's orbit is 1 year, and it came into Taurus on May 16th and remained there until next May 2024. See where Taurus falls in your chart, and that will be the subject matter of your transiting Jupiter. If you have your sun, moon, or rising sign in Taurus, this will be an expansive time for you and very positive. Jupiter brings expansion, so it could be your work, your finances, your love life, expanding through study or travel, depending on which house it falls in your birth chart. And if you go back 12 years, which would be 2012, you will be likely to get an idea of how the energy may work for you. Actually, it's 2010. I remember loving 2010. It was the first time I was on coast to coast, and I've been on it ever since, so it was very exciting for me. However, it also could be problematic if Jupiter falls in your sixth house and you have a health issue. Jupiter can expand that issue to make you have to deal with it. But generally, this is very positive energy. Let's look back at the full moon in Sagittarius, happening on June 3rd at 13 degrees Sagittarius. Actually, that's next Saturday. His sign is linked to independence, freedom, enthusiasm, optimism. It loves to travel and will do anything or go anywhere to find a solution. It also highlights or shines a flashlight on anything that's been done undercover. Sagittarius has to do with the truth, honesty, and integrity, and is connected to law and balance, along with Libra. And this can be man-made law, but it also can be natural law, or the law of our core belief systems. All of this is going to be brought up and examined and looked at over the next few months. Our core belief systems will be shaken these next few months, particularly when we have Uranus along for the ride. Remember, the financial access is in Taurus Scorpio until July 18th. The South Node is our collective past and has to do with secrets because it's in Scorpio. Buried secrets, big money, criminal money, lies and deceits. It will bring up issues of trust, betrayal, toxicity of various kinds in the financial system, in food, in our bodies, because it's opposite Taurus, and Taurus rules our body. This full moon in Sag wants to shine a light on these issues and get to the bottom of them. One very important thing is reinforcing this whole theme is that Uranus is very tightly conjunct with Mercury. And this represents sudden shocks, sudden surprises coming into the light. This can be earthquakes, volcanoes. I'm very worried about Mexico City. I know there's been a lot of mudslides and upsets with weather around it, as well as a volcano eruption. And I had a dream almost a year ago, and I saw Mexico City just sliding down into the mud. It can be shocks around our food or agriculture. It can also bring in brilliant ideas connected with those. There will be another digital development around currency at this time, for sure, probably in July. I'll tell you why in a little bit. A new direction for currency. It will be decentralized. According to astrology, this new step is not centralized, because we are stepping out of Capricorn and moving into Aquarius. We can have even microcurrencies in localized areas, like the state of Texas, having their own Lone Star state currency. We just have to see what develops. Again, it's about truth. Uranus is a piercing sort of clarity, and it may reinforce something that has already been uncovered. In fact, it will prove it beyond a shadow of a doubt, which can upset many political people. It'll upset many people, but it'll probably be political issues. As a side note, but very important to many people, is that this full moon is conjunct the ascendant of the United States of America. What that means is that all of these matters I'm talking about are very likely to be prominent in the United States. And that would be truth, justice, honesty, the law, and more. People being held responsible for their treason actions. Very interesting. The United States is still in the process of its Pluto return, which I have talked about on other shows, and I'll cover a little of it down the road tonight. This full moon in Sagittarius is conjunct something called the Great Attractor. It's a gathering of galaxies, and this power is sucking thousands of galaxies into its wake, like a huge cosmic vacuum cleaner that sucks at 600 kilowatts per second. It's extraordinary. And because of the force of this gravitational pull, it can bend time and space. This is somehow connected to the arc that was formed with our planets on March 28th. And if anyone in the world that's listening tonight has any further information about the arc, please let me know. You can contact me at the email address of elizabeth@new-visions.com. So what does that mean? Is anyone who suspects... Okay, I'm sorry, let's start again. What that does is that anyone who has aspects to the degree of 14 Sag has a sense of precognition. They can see around the bend. And that's something to check out in your own chart. I know that this conjuncts my rising sign. And I have had quite a few cosmic revelations over the past few months. This full moon promises to be very powerful. And we may be able, as individuals, with the speed of this energy, fast incoming news, to start to see around the corner, to see through people and their lies, to get a sense of what's coming, or what the diabolical plan is, like ripping up the Constitution to enforce personal self-centered law. What reinforces that is that Neptune is square to the global galactic center at 27 degrees Pisces. The center of our universal neighborhood. People who have their planets close to these marks will be super sensitive to energy. I'm getting hit head on. My sun is at 25 degrees Pisces, my moon is at 15 degrees Pisces, and my rising is 10 degrees Sag, and my Neptune is at 25 degrees Virgo. Wow, I'm really in the middle of this. I have a T-square mutable. Also, the moon represents women, so women could play an important role at this time, for good or for ill. I have a lot more to tell you, but we are going to stop so that we can have our 30-minute break. And I'll be back after this, and you'll love the song. It's sung by the Army Band, U.S. Army Band. Be back after this.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
I hope everybody was saluting. We are the best country in the world. And if you don't believe me, go to any other country and try it out. They're trying to destroy it. They're trying to bring it down. I do believe that liberty and justice for all will survive. So as we go along with people, we're growing and we're allowing our third eye to open, and we are going to be able to feel other people's energy. You healers and you therapists, just know that Neptune is linked to unconditional love, to source, to oneness, to the divine. There is a square with Neptune and this moon. This square will run very strongly through 2026, so all of us will have a sense of psychic sensitivity. I think that's so wonderful and so beautiful that people are going to begin to see beyond their physical bodies. I have written 3 books, book 1, book 2, and book 3, about developing your psychic sensitivity. And I put most of my classes in those books. If you would like to, you can get them on Amazon.com. Just go to Elizabeth Joyce and you'll see all of my books. This energy is dissolving linear time. It is the dissolution of 3D reality. We will be less dense and precise, particularly with Neptune squaring the galactic center. We may well move into other dimensions. You need to look at another book I've written if you really want to grow into other dimensions. It's called The New Spiritual Chakras. And I wrote it in 2014. And it has a large, impactful dreams and begin to telepathize. And you're going to begin to communicate with other human beings, galactic beings, angels, your individual spirit guides. They are all very real. And they are aspects of our blessed higher self. And they will be brought out more clearly if you begin to work with the new spiritual chakras. Not many of you have ever experienced anything like that, particularly if you haven't been keeping up with these weekly messages or haven't ever studied metaphysics. You have no awareness of what's going on, and it can be very destabilizing. I suggest you healers open up a space where others can gather. Have a meditation and lecture night. Try to do it weekly, if not, do it monthly in your community, and provide space where these people can learn and grow. This will be very helpful to your individual communities, and I'm sure there could be either a hall or a church where you could have those gatherings. And many people can think they are going mad because they don't realize that we are shifting out of a 3D reality into a higher dimension. Michael and Nikki in Georgia, please listen to me. It's time for you to start organizing your groups. Guide them to know that they are safe. And this is a beautiful part of shifting from our density into our light body. And we can see this as our multidimensional self emerging. It's our blessed higher self talking loudly. And it's very beautiful. The higher self can do anything at any instant. Anything. It can heal. It can realign you. It can bring you into the flow. It can open your heart. It can help you not come to harm. It can manifest your desires. There's a portal that opened in March of 2023, forming an arc with our solar system, and it's leading us into our multidimensional reality. This process is very real, and it cannot be stopped. I was given the new spiritual chakras in 2014 and have been working with them. And I created some meditations for everyone to bring to their journey using the higher dimension chakras. The book is on Amazon and the meditation can be ordered on my website, new-visions.com. And I created a chart showing all the chakras, all the colors, and the new chakra chart is incredible. If you want it, just email me and I'll send it to you. With this Neptune square working through 2026, all of this work that's being done by me and by all the other light workers and healers in the world will be reinforced. Don't be surprised if your dreams, your sixth sense, your visions actually start to manifest, or that you begin to communicate with other multidimensional beings. They could be a part of your past lives and are aspects of your blessed higher self. You have a telepathic connection to them, so allow the opening up of the communication. Now I'm going to tell you about some other planets in play at the same time of this full moon. Mars is trine to the moon, and really gives many of us drive and energy to whatever is emerging as truth and law. There is an astral energy at this time that punishes lawmakers who break their sacred oaths, and we're going to be seeing a lot of that, too many to count, and it's very sad. They have violated sacred law and divine law. All of this takes them down to the underworld, and that energy will give them a tough time in order that they can see the light and the truth again. And that is timeless. We don't know how that works or how long. All of this linking is partly to divine justice. All of this energy is linked to bring us all back to natural law, sacred law. We've gone too far. Then we have a link to the Creator God, who is the keeper of the supreme law. Justice comes as a result of that. And this is a very strong energy. This God is an Indian God from India. And he will be as strong as Shiva or Mahavatar Babaji. This new energy is going way beyond man-made law and taking us back to sacred natural law. To me, this is very exciting because ultimately, this is the highest expression of law. This energy will ultimately bring humanity back to wholeness. There's a lot going on around secrets, honesty, integrity worldwide. Just to remind you, on June 11th, Pluto retrogrades back into Capricorn, moving through the last 3 degrees of Capricorn, signifying final endings and exposure until January 21st, 2024. The rest of 2023 can be quite unsettling, but 2024 will be much more Aquarian. Pluto will be in Aquarius for 9 months in 2024. The only time it retrogrades back is during the election season, from September through November of 2024. It will be back into the Capricorn energies. Then it moves into Aquarian for the next 20 years, until January 20th, 2044. This is the last year, 2023, when we'll see the end of the old order. What is interesting is that Pluto moves through the last few degrees of Capricorn. It is set to expose any corruption, any lack of integrity, any criminal behavior, dishonesty, and lies. It is the end of the top-down structure, of elitism, of powerful people at the top and the poor people at the bottom, of lack of equality, and has very much to do with government, institutions, corporations who seem to have power over the rest of us. We will continue through this process of letting go of anything that is not good for our highest good, especially this year, and to some extent, 2024 as well. What is so interesting is that Pluto retrogrades back to 27 degrees Capricorn. Now listen to this. In 1776, Pluto was at 27 degrees Capricorn when we signed the Declaration of Independence. You just can't make this up. So, especially around the end of October 2023, Pluto will be in minutes of where it was in 1776. So we are still in the process of the USA Pluto return. It turns direct on October 11th. This energy is in the house of economy, leadership, values, the Constitution, geography. Which states will continue to make up the USA, and which states will drift away. We are going through a massive transformation over the next year and a half. When Pluto is at 29 degrees of a Capricorn, that's known as the critical degree, and it's there through the end of June and the month of July. And then it'll be back again at 29 degrees in December and January, and then again in September of 2024. That's called the last hurrah. That's when the power plays are going to come in and you're going to try to get strong-armed. Just know that it will not work. This is when we will see the most negative part of the sign. Again, Capricorn is linked to top-down power, control. This is when we will see more attempts from top-down power. They will continue to be loud, but increasingly hollow. Not only is the scenery collapsing in our theater, but the whole theater is caving in. People just aren't saying, this is not okay, this doesn't work for me anymore. But they are fleeing, and they are running like hell from a collapsing building. This energy is really a demolition of the old world structures. It's the wrecking ball, and it's coming in hard. Yes, it's going to be messy. Yes, it's going to be dirty and dusty. Yes, it will be very chaotic. But remember, we are bringing humanity back to wholeness, and that's where we are absolutely headed. Every one of you light workers needs to know that, needs to pray, needs to visualize it. Now, we are constantly creating, all of us, every second, 24/7. And most of us have been pretty unaware of it through our lifetime and in all our lifetimes. We create from the invisible. Everything cascades outward from our inner frequency. Your frequency is the combination of your thoughts and your feelings. Together they form a broadcast out to the world like a radio station. That broadcast, if we are feeling love, joy, peace, and compassion, not only in our hearts, but our hearts are going to start to feel bigger. But the energy we put into the universe and the world around us, all that plasma that we're putting out there, we are broadcasting coherence, which forms beautiful symmetrical geometry in our plasma, in the invisible. And you can get a very clear idea of what I'm talking about through a book called Crystals in Water. And they are using telepathy right now in their experiments, which shows that if you are in the flow, in balance, you can get some beautiful symmetrical imprints in the water all the time. And that bounces back to you as your future reality. The first thing that I learned with Louise Hay back in the 80s was to always carry a mirror. And to look into the mirror when I wanted to manifest, because I knew that it would bounce back. We had to carry mirrors all the time. If we broadcast in fear, anger, panic, that creates distortion and disturbed water conditions. Then what bounces back to you is experiences that are less than pleasant. Remember, we create in the invisible. Myself included didn't really know much about this until this last year. And then it has really unflowered for me. We have been aware that's how life and manifestation works. When we finally get that, when we finally understand it, then we can see that anything is possible. Anything can happen, especially when we come together. The universe is just a mirror. It's a bounce back frequency. When large groups of us come together, we can really achieve anything. I remember when the Twin Towers fell, and I asked Amaritanandamayi about that. And she said that if she had 1,000 people in a room, that she could create world peace. And the Buddha teaches that too. In fact, they have chapels where they gather and hundreds of people chant together. And it's very, very powerful. You can actually feel the energy. So, Max, no matter what it says on the nightly news, no matter what appears to be in our future, we can create from the invisible. I had a stroke in Florida, and I had to go to a rehabilitation center, which was also a nursing home. And as they were wheeling me in the doors, I started yelling to myself, "No, this is not my future. I do not accept it. I am not ready for this. This is not what I want. I'm getting up and I'm walking out." It took me 2 weeks, but I got up and I walked out because I was strong and I made that statement. And that set a condition. I would love to teach you all how to set a condition. So the more we feel like holding hands across the globe, thinking love, joy, peace, when you close your eyes and visualize this, it creates a wave, a tidal wave, a tsunami of love. You can actually see it as a tidal wave coming in, a tidal wave of love. We can all do that, sitting at home in our sofa or soft chair. We can send vibrations of love. Let's all take a minute, take a deep breath, and do it now. Everybody think love and push that energy out of your body into the universe and send it around the world. We can do it sitting in our home, and it's all free. And when you're running your negative inner talk, go on tilt and go to your sentence. I love it when the sun shines. I love it when my child calls me up to share. I love it when everything goes my way. I love it that I can pay the bills this month. I am welcoming in an expanded condition and consciousness of love. I am welcoming in an expanded consciousness of love. Make those your mantras. I love it when. And I am welcoming in an expanded consciousness of love. This will take you there to a worldwide consciousness of movement, creating a tidal wave of love. Beam that out into the invisible, to our collective future, to create a very different reality than the one we're living through now. People are coming together and sharing. They're sharing food. They're sharing clothing. They're sharing housing. They're sharing community from the grassroots up. And they're creating love. And the new world consciousness is already here. It's here. Join in. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out. And we've come to the end of the show, except we are going to have some wonderful music. We have Let There Be Peace on Earth by the U.S. Army Field Band with Elizabeth Hepburn. And of course we have Moonlight on My Window. And we're going to do the meditation, breathe into the heart. And then we're going to do an American salute to Memorial Day. And we end with Richard Schulman entering into the unknown, because that's where we're going. I'll be back next week with a lot more information about what's coming in July at the 29 degrees Capricorn point. So take care. Have a wonderful week. God bless you. And good night.
Stars tonight, oh sweet.
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen, and listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind, with respect, the full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in. Breath out. Breath in. Breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper, very gently, very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up, up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace, and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in. Feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up, drop down again, and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light. Brilliant white light. Like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God Center. And you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit, or the Chi, or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.
Thank you. Thank you.